This is Regionally Speaking on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Chris Nolte. We're still waiting in many cases for small businesses across Indiana, and including Northwest Indiana, to get the financial help that they need from the federal government as we're all dealing with the coronavirus pandemic across the nation. And let's find out the latest on how the Hoosier small businesses are doing in all of this. Barbara Quantz, the Indiana State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business. And Barbara, thank you for joining us on Regionally Speaking today.
Thank you, Chris, for having me back on. And my things have changed since the first time we spoke.
Oh, yes.
Some weeks ago. It was a short time ago, but it seems like a long time. And unfortunately, things have gotten a lot worse for small business. The latest report that we have out, our survey on Monday, it shows that 80% of small businesses have received absolutely nothing when it comes to any kind of promised relief.
In finding out this information that you get, obviously you have a chance to talk with a lot of businesses all across the state. Have you had a chance to talk with any here in Northwest Indiana? And some I know that you've actually kind of stayed in touch with, haven't you?
Yes, I have. And Jason Smith of M&M Car Care Center in Merrillville was one of the first people that I spoke with. And of course, as time has gone on, I speak with more and more every day.
Yeah.
But Jason was one of the first to apply for assistance, and he has received little or nothing when it comes to, and he went ahead and kept his people on. He kept them employed because he thought he was going to get some relief. But I understand you're going to be speaking with him.
Yes.
And Jason has really suffered through this whole result of the pandemic and the shutdown.
And we'll get to hear from him firsthand about the situation with his business there in Merrillville a little later in the program today. And I know that the people that help work on the survey on a national basis for the NFIB have come up, I guess, on a bigger global type view of all of this. What are they finding, that things aren't happening fast enough in general, and hoping for the best?
Now, what has happened is there was an expectation that small businesses who applied would receive assistance right away. In fact, on the SBA website, there was, you'll receive a $10,000 grant. If you apply, you'll receive something in 3 days. And so the expectation was that they were going to get some assistance, and it just hasn't materialized. About one in five submitted applications have been fully processed with funds deposited in borrowers' accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, a lot of businesses, larger businesses, received funding, and the little guys have been left out.
I know that there's been some concern, and has been voiced on a national basis as well as Indiana, about the fact that some of the banks just aren't cooperating in getting the loans together once the folks have applied for them, working through whichever member banks that are working with the federal government on this.
Well, I think the banks have, there was a lot of confusion. There wasn't much guidance coming out. So, I hate to point fingers at the banks. I mean, we just need something to be done now, because unfortunately there were way too many small businesses that have not received anything. They have no idea where they are in the process, even if there is potentially something coming. And they are in many cases desperate. I've heard folks tell us that they are on the brink of bankruptcy, or will be within a very short period of time if they don't get any help. And the hardest part for some was the fact that they were expecting, through this PPP, the payroll protection plan, that they would receive, if they kept their people employed, that they would receive, they would be made whole by a loan that was forgiven at the end of the process. And then they found out, oh my goodness, I'm not getting anything. So they need help yesterday.
I know that the national NFIB team has taken a look at this in the survey, the latest survey that has come out, and they talk about the impact that this all will have on small business owners. Is it going to be beyond 2020? It may be years, shouldn't it, before businesses, especially small businesses, are able to be made whole?
Yeah, about one-third of small business owners believe their community will be back to a normal level of economic activity by the end of the year. But just under 40% believe more normal levels of economic activity will return in 2021. And a quarter of owners believe it will not be until 2022 or later before the economy returns to normal. So these are the same people that are the most optimistic people on the planet, and they are not getting, they're certainly not optimistic at the moment.
Now, I know that there is supposed to be, of course, going through Congress right now, has been more legislation that is to be passed and signed by the president that puts through another phase of all of this together to be sure that there is more money available through the PPP program, but that may not last very long, I understand.
Well, there certainly is a pent-up demand here because of all the small businesses who did not receive any assistance. Mm-hmm. So hopefully the end result will make it available and set aside for the small businesses of Indiana and the U.S. because right now their assistance has been lost in the mail.
Mm-hmm. Well, Barbara, we'll be back in touch with you for updates here soon, I hope, and we appreciate you spending time with us to talk about it.
And hopefully there'll be good news.
We're all hoping for that, to be sure. That's true.
The House is going to be voting on Thursday.
Barbara Quant is the Indiana State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business. We mentioned earlier in our conversation of Jason Smith with M&M Car Care and the issues that he is trying to deal with as an Indiana small businessman. We have Jason on the phone from his Maryville office and operations. Thank you very much, Jason, for being with us. And tell us about the business and about some of the issues that you have had to deal with specifically in the trying to stay afloat.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. We have been in Northwest Indiana for 12 years in business. We opened up a second location over in Schererville just back in January. We have seen an instant change in how we do business and how business is going for us pretty quickly, actually. Mm-hmm. The middle of March, once this really got out, our business, you know, just fell off drastically, and we were down about 80% for the entire month of March. And what we're seeing is there are some people that has not been affected by this. There are some people that are still getting by as far as from the consumer standpoint, but overall we have been able to gain a little bit of momentum from the customers, from people coming back out. But all in all, our business is still down over 50% from where it really needs to be. You know, one of the things that we've been really, really struggling with is, do we even keep our doors open at this time? And, you know, I have no intentions of closing down, but unfortunately, when you don't close down, it still costs money to run. We are trying to keep our employees paid and keep them, you know, level-headed and, you know, and upbeat and inspired to just continue to go through this, to get through this. You know, with this payment protection plan that was coming out, we had applied on the first date, which was April 3rd, and then, you know, come the April 16th, found out that our application was never even put through or processed. And, you know, being a small business with two shops where consumers are no longer, you know, shopping for auto repair, put a big, big, you know, hindrance on our business and on our livelihood. And like everyone else's, you know, I know many are suffering and many are having issues, and I'm not singling ourselves out as one of the only ones that are having issues, but this is my experience of what we're experiencing, and we also know that there are people that are having worse experiences with this. There are people that won't be able to reopen their businesses or or that are going out of business from this. And we're just trying to be advocates for our community and small business, and just try to make people understand, or help people understand, that this has been extremely difficult for my family, our employees, their families, and we're just trying to figure out ways that we can help out in the community and market to get through this.
And I know that on a national basis, there have been the problems mainly dealing with the Small Business Administration and the banks that have been able to take over, being able to give the loans out to businesses. And in particular, you've had your own harrowing experience dealing with the banks, and your bank, I guess, and probably others that were linked up together. If you will, tell us what in turn that you have found out about the process, that it really is not as well thought out or well prepared together, I guess, as it probably should have been.
Well, some of the issues that we ran into in the beginning, and I understand that this is unprecedented. This is something that just came out. You know, no one could have ever prepared for this. And, you know, obviously you're going to find issues with things when they happen. But, you know, the issue that we've been running into is that there have been a lot of the smaller banks that have been the ones that have been able to step up and help their clients more so than the bigger banks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a huge, from a thought process, you would think it would be the other way around. But for whatever reason, we've been finding out that the smaller banks are the ones that are a little bit more liquid in their funding and have been able to help businesses out before the bigger banks. And, you know, we've just been trying to, listen to what other businesses are doing, how they're trying to get through this. I deal with about 300 to 400 shop owners all across the United States, and there are some that have been funded in 48 hours, and a lot of them have been going through PayPal. A lot of them have been going through other SBA lenders, but their experience with these bigger banks has been less than stellar, and they are extremely upset for the amount of years and money and things that they have promoted these banks over the years, and now they're just being left hung out to dry for now. And the other thing too is that we're still worried because even though there's this other round of funding coming out, like you had said earlier, we don't know if we're going to be able to get it then too. It's going to go so quick. So there's a lot of scarcity right now. I'm scared. There's a lot of scarcity going on right now in every business and every aspect of small, even medium and large-sized companies. But we're definitely going to be the one that we're not going to be able to survive this if we cannot get some type of help or assistance in the near future.
We're in there for you and all the other small businesses here in Northwestern Indiana, and because of not only the impact that the COVID-19 pandemic has had on your business specifically, but also on other businesses too. We're all in this together, and we hope the best happens for you, Jason, and not only in your employees and both of the locations there in Maryville as well as in Cherville, and hope that the other end of this, that we all come out with some smarter ideas, maybe that we'll learn something about how to deal with some of these problems if they crop up again.
Absolutely.
Jason Smith is the owner and operator of M&M Car Care in Maryville, and he also has a location in Cherville as well. He's one of the many, many small business owners in Indiana who has in turn turned to the federal government for some assistance in dealing with the coronavirus pandemic and trying to keep a business afloat. This is Regionally Speaking on listener-supported Lakeshore Public Radio.